Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, man. A lot of things on my mind. But, you know, the Democrats have a little bit of a messaging problem. So let's help them out a little bit this morning. Let's help them out a little bit this morning. Infrastructure is good. Tax cuts for the top 1% aren't. January 6th was an insurrection. People died. That's not good. We need to investigate this to find out who was involved. Fair maps are good. We want a democracy. It's a good thing. Guns. All we want to do, we don't want to take them. We just want competency tests. Like a red flag rule, but we don't want to take your guns. And they need to get some talking points here, 3-4 of them, and stick to them, because they're on the right side of this stuff, man. The Republicans are on the wrong side. And infrastructure, for example, creates good paying jobs that you can support your family with. And it's something like owning a house. If you don't fix it up, in the end, it's going to cost you a whole lot more money. So, and like Robin Voss, let's do a little messaging besides just fair maps. You guys set up the way we vote in this state, and it was supposed to be fixed. And now you got a 2-3 police officer retired running around trying to get people to confess, I guess, that there was voter fraud. I don't even know what that's all about. But at any rate, what I'm trying to point out here, man, is the Democrats need to come together and have a message, one that they can stick to, and some good talking points. That's all I want to say. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's great, Paul. You know, as always, you hit a lot of stuff, very, very good stuff. The Democrats, I think, do have, it's partly a messaging problem, but partly it's perhaps a lack of strong personalities and persuasive popular personalities. And frankly, neither party has them now. Trump is certainly a strong personality in the sense that a sociopath is a strong personality or somebody with sadistic tendencies, but people are drawn to authoritarianism. And you know, in the past, we had people like Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Jack Kennedy, and frankly, even people like Bill Clinton, strong personality. Joe Biden does, and thank goodness he's president. But beyond that, in the Senate, these are all Democratic senators and in the House whom I support, but none of them, I think, are really communicating the message you just did the way you did and the way it should be communicated. The other thing is our party is somewhat split between the progressive wing and the rest. And it's a bit of a mixed message. And so what happens is when there's an election, all they do is tout whatever is said by the most extreme elements of the progressive wing and try to label that as the Democratic Party. And that's apparently worked with some people, but it hasn't worked overall. Remember something. We now have the Senate. It's 50-50. We have Kamala Harris to break it. Joe Biden won. We had a sweeping victory in 2018. And then in 2020, we lost some seats. But people like split government. So they vote for Biden, and then they maybe vote for Republican congressman in their area. So what to do about it? Every issue that you just said, right on the money. Every poll backs you up. It says that the majority of people like what you just said. So why do people vote? Why do people vote against what they say they like in the polls? Well, that's a complex issue. Part of it's money, but the Democrats have been very good about raising money. I think that we can't permit the country to continue in what looks like a rural-urban divide, although frankly, going back to the 19th century, there was a rural-urban divide. And it goes in and out, and, you know, to the point where you have people who drink the Kool-Aid and say, all right, I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm not going to get vaccinated because that's what my tribe, that's my tribe's position, so to speak. That's crazy. That's nuts. All you can say is we need good, strong people speaking out. We need people like the callers on this radio station, like you, who are up on the issues and call in. Okay, a lot more to talk about. I'll tell you one odd thing. I mean, all right, I got to say this about the Russians, and then I'm going to get back to domestic things. But the Russian Navy now has an intelligence ship operating 13 miles off the coast of Hawaii. The international limit is 12 miles. They go in there, they're either going to get sunk or towed to port and arrested. The 13 miles, very precise, they can do what they want. They hover around. They're impotent. But they're doing it near the Pacific missile range facilities called Barking Sands. I'm not kidding. That's the name. What a great name, Barking Sands. So let me tell you something. At sea, your line of sight on a clear day is 15 miles. You can see 15 miles, another ship, before the horizon curves. So 13 miles, people in Hawaii can see this thing. It's a Russian intelligence ship. You know, it's a primitive way to do it. They can monitor with satellites, we do. But by doing it, they're what? They're somehow sending a message? Are you kidding me? In the Mediterranean, they have one aircraft carrier. It breaks down routinely. They can't use it. It's a threat to the crew. One time, our Navy had to supply them with fresh water. Their aircraft carrier, we supply with fresh water because their the water converter, you know, seawater to drinking water broke down. It's a sad ragamuffin operation, but they have nuclear weapons. But if they're willing to try to impotently show some kind of woofing and smack talking by having some guys 13 miles off of Hawaii, okay. Okay. But if you go to Hawaii on vacation, so he says, that's a Russian intelligence ship out there. Okay. 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 They're trying to represent. Somehow they're trying to represent. It's very pathetic, very pathetic. Okay, Wisco Paul talked about infrastructure. Remember, Joe Biden had proposed an infrastructure bill of $2.25 trillion. He had said, I will do some adjustments, but I can get it down to about 1.7, although the rest of it wouldn't be sacrificed. It would be offloaded to other budgets. Well, they've come back strutting. They go, we'll offer $928 billion. Joe is a sly old fox. Joe looks at this thing. He goes, wait a minute. Almost $700 billion of that is just COVID money that's already been budgeted and is going for COVID relief. You're just transferring it. You're suggesting about $257 billion instead of 2.2, about 10% of what I gave you. And they smirk and they go, oh, we got caught. These people are not negotiating good faith. Do they care about the United States? Do they care about very good jobs at union wages for people? Do they care about our highways, our roads, our ports, our airports, our infrastructure? Do they care about upgrading the education system in this country? This is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. So the next time you hear, oh, the Republicans are reasonable, they offered almost $1 trillion. Over $700 billion of it was simply taking money out of the COVID package that's going to relieve schools and everything in the country and just shifting into this. It's a shell game. They are not proposing much of anything, and they're pretending they did, and it's a scam like they always do when they negotiate. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to a break. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up.